Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the first of its kind, a Save the World experiment by NASA is about to smash a small harmless asteroid in space. The DART spacecraft will make impact with the asteroid Monday, hitting it head-on at 14,000 miles per hour in hopes the explosion will alter the asteroid's orbit. The test will see if we can do so in the event an asteroid is found heading into Earth. President Biden on Thursday said the United States will pay for all of Puerto Rico's hurricane damage for the next 30 days. Biden said he was ordering the federal government to reimburse 100% of Puerto Rico's expenses for debris removal, search and rescue, power and water restoration, and shelter and food for a month. At this hour, 928,000 homes in Puerto Rico remain without power. As Russian leaders in Ukraine conduct referendum elections to annex occupied territory to Russia now through Tuesday, the United States continued to convince world leaders at the UN Russian leadership is bad. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield on MSNBC Thursday.
Over 190 countries sitting in the room, listening attentively to the President of the United States condemning Russia.
Ukrainian leadership and Western nations all condemn the referendum as a sham. Italians will vote on Sunday in what is being called a crucial election as Europe reels from the repercussions of the Russian war in Ukraine. For the first time in Italy since the end of World War II, the election could put a conservative into the premiership. The CDC is reporting 4.4 million Americans have rolled up their sleeves for the updated COVID-19 booster shot. Thursday, public health officials discounted President Biden's recent remark that the pandemic is over. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
A couple of Phoenix sports teams are for sale. Ellie Andrews reports.
Robert Sarver says he has started the process of selling the Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury, a move that comes only 8 days after he was suspended by the NBA over workplace misconduct, including racist speech and hostile behavior towards employees. In a tweet shared on both teams' official account, the Suns and Mercury wrote that Sarver's decision is, quote, in the best interest of the organization and community. End quote.
It looks like a record number of voters will hit the polls during the midterm elections in the first week of November.
A new poll suggests a record turnout for November's midterm elections. Roughly 64% of respondents to the NBC News poll say they have a very high interest in the midterms. A similar poll in 2018 found very high interest among 58% of respondents. The midterms will determine control of the House and Senate for the next 2 years. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Alabama officials called off the Thursday lethal injection of a man convicted in a 1999 workplace shooting because of time concerns and trouble accessing the inmate's veins. Alabama Corrections Commissioner John Hamm said that the state halted the scheduled execution of Alan Miller after they determined they could not get the lethal injection underway before a midnight deadline. USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do. We've got a country to save. We thank you for joining in and being part of the solution and not adding to the problem. Enough problems to deal with, ladies and gentlemen. We need patriots that believe in the Constitution, that believe in the American dream, that believe in their families, that believe that they have been given the God-given right and ability to be the best that they can be. This is the dream of America. And this is why so many millions of people are scampering and would love to be here. Some illegally, as you know. Clayton Fuller is with us right now. He's the experienced federal, military, and local prosecutor, as well as a military reserve officer. He's got a decade of national security experience. Hey, Clayton, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good morning to you. And I'm ready to get on that mission of saving the country, and it's well said on your intro.
Well, for you, with your national security background, I mean, here we are, deja vu one more time again. We went through 8 years of having our national security compromised under Obama, Biden. Clearly, I think it's inarguable, it's indisputable what they did to compromise our national security at every turn. And now you've got Joe Biden without Obama. Maybe some argue Obama's, you know, it has got a hotline into the Oval Office, and so it's still Obama-Biden. It's just, you know, who's getting the head billing here right now. But regardless, our national security, here we are. We're compromised, and even as rough and crazy it was during those 8 years of Obama, I mean, the dangers are more imminent with, you know, with Russia and with China. And then with the, you know, the weakness, the projected weakness of our country. I mean, this really makes us vulnerable almost at every turn, doesn't it? Or am I exaggerating and getting carried away here? Or, you know, is there some reality to what I'm seeing?
No, I think you're exactly right. I think it's frightening to see, not only from a policy perspective, what we're seeing, how we're projecting power across the world, the problem sets that we're focused on. But and all of these views, I just want to be clear, obviously represent my personal opinion and not representing the Department of Defense or anything. But one of the things that I'm most concerned about as a military member, beyond just some of the policies that we've seen, we all remember it's only been a year, a little over a year since the tragedy in Afghanistan and how we left, and that was a Biden policy and failure. But the thing that's been most frightening for me to see is just how we're taking these weak and damaging policies to our own institutions, specifically within the Department of Defense. And there's some scary things going on within the Department of Defense that your entire audience and all Americans should know about.
Well, let's talk about the military. And not getting you in trouble here, but it's clear we're seeing. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. General Milley and SecDef Austin came before Congress, and when they were confronted with this with this report that critical race theory was being imposed upon the men and women of the military, they flat out denied it, said, no way, it doesn't exist. Well, you know, I think everybody in the room, most of the people in the country, knew that was a lie. But the danger of that, like we were talking about earlier, Clayton, is that the military is about one thing and one thing only. Critical race theory, you know, that if you're focused on critical race theory, your eye is off the ball on the most important thing that you should be concerned with. Are you not?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it's frightening because I was recently at a training in January, and that's not that far removed from the withdrawal in Afghanistan in August. And there was this isn't just a boogeyman that conservatives are creating, or just high ranking officers like General Milley are being asked questions about it. These are issues. Critical race theory is trickling down throughout the military to some of our lowest levels. And I saw it at this training in January where I asked a question about what are the lessons that we should learn about from Afghanistan for my particular career field, the JAG Corps. And all they wanted to talk about was diversity, equity, and inclusion. And there's some recent, and your audience can Google these articles and see these issues coming up. And I want them to understand this. So kind of the most fundamental basic level in the Air Force is a wing. And the Air Force Academy, it has a wing of students. And some recent articles were just showing that they're getting a critical race theory, diversity, equity, and inclusion training where they're being encouraged to not even use the term mom or dad. And this is kind of shocking to me because the Air Force this month just celebrated its 75th birthday. And right. We actually have ranks called airmen, senior airmen, mm-hmm. airmen right. basic. And I don't understand, based on that training, if cadets should refer to officers or senior cadets as sir or ma'am anymore. And mm-hmm. this is what the focus is on. And to your larger point, we are not serious in the Department of Defense. And if we get into a conflict again, this is what your military is focused on. This is what your taxpayer dollars are going to, not becoming more lethal, which becoming more lethal is actually part of the national defense strategy. And you would see this even with Anderson Air Force Base in Guam. There's articles about this that they think they are becoming more lethal by not using pronouns. And this is the Alice in Wonderland where that our military is in, and it's a shame, and your audience needs to know about it, and it's frightening. And it's not just the Air Force. It's the entire Department of Defense.
Talk about a pandemic bug that's dropped into the software of our military intelligence. I got to imagine our enemies are just elated that here the world's number one military power is being compromised over a pronoun. Think about
exactly. that. Yeah. And that's what we're highlighting to our enemies. And when you have a Communist Party of China that's thinking strategically in centuries, and Russia, who, you know, you see the speeches from Putin, he's looking at the conflict that he's in Ukraine as one that's existential, and he's making statements that he's going to do everything he can to win that war. And then you see what we're doing, and we're confused at how we can even refer to each other without offending each other. And this is just the remarkable point that our republic is in, that individuals and our most kind of important training places, like our service academies, which are taxpayer funded, every member on Capitol Hill right now should be asking how much taxpayer money are going to private companies that are developing this curriculum for diversity, equity, inclusion. And I would guarantee you it's in the $50 to $100 million that's going taxpayer money funded on this. And it's a shame. It's a sham. And it's ruining and gutting our ability to actually win a war, which is the job of our military.
Yeah, the simple question, is it making you stronger or weaker? I mean, I don't think you have to, you know, go and do a real deep dive in understanding, again, what the objective of the military is and things like this. And, of course, you're talking with, you know, this is infiltrating in a sense. I mean, this is the officer training schools of the Air Force. And so what is their career path going to lead to? Just think about that. Stay tuned.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Literacy is a vital foundation of opportunity and development all around the world, yet only 75% of Indians know how to read and write. The Tide Ministry's adult literacy program in India not only gives people the opportunity to learn how to read and write, but also a chance to hear about the good news of Christ. In just the past 3 months, over 600 people have attended our adult literacy classes across the country. An added benefit of this outreach is that it shows villagers that they're important to us, and even more important to our Heavenly Father. We pray this outreach continues to grow and change lives, all for the betterment of God's kingdom. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India who are experiencing the love of Christ as they learn to read and write in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Clayton Fuller is with us, experienced federal, military, local prosecutor, as well as a military reserve officer with a decade of national security experience. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as Clayton was pointing out, you know, DEI, diversity and equity and inclusion has invaded every aspect of our lives. The military, it's doing in our businesses. We even had yesterday, Clayton, you had all the money people, right, from the banks, the bank CEOs coming in. And it was amazing how they want to talk about DEI and how this, this new language is entering in even into business, and to the point that where, it's been suggested that some banks are refusing to loan to businesses that have not been blue-pilled. And, they haven't sworn allegiance to DEI. They're not having some sort of insignia on their business card to indicate that they are too, carrying the good housekeeping seal of approval when it comes to DEI. But, man, I'll tell you, they were tiptoeing around all this, not to mention, this virtue signaling they want to give us. And then you talk about China, they kind of come up with some. The thing is amazing is if you want to watch people become suddenly stupid. I mean, these are intelligent people, right? I mean, these are CEOs of companies. These are theoretically smart people. But man, when you catch them with their hand in the cookie jar, they're reduced to their lowest common denominator when it comes to the intellect. It's hysterical.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and all the stuff doesn't stand any tough scrutiny at all. And the bottom line is everyone. This is a process to get people in line, have them kowtow, and make sure you have your preferred pronouns in your social media profile and on your email. And if you don't have all that stuff, then you're not a person to be listened to or promoted or a part of society. And I think that's the greater concern is just where this is going. It's essentially a scarlet letter that everyone's going
right,
to
exactly.
have to wear to show that they fall in line. And I think right now the conservative movement is the one that says, hey, we're not going to bend to that totalitarian idea at all.
And where we are right now, Clayton, to your point, is conservatives cannot relinquish a micro inch of ground on this issue. This is without compromise. You must stand your ground. If not now, then when? And like everything else that we know about is that if you don't take care of business now and you defer it, like Joe Biden did, let's just talk about Ukraine, for example. He knew well over a year what was going on at the border. It wasn't like they were just sending a bunch of people, to come to the border to have some sort of s'more party with the Ukrainians. I mean, they were clearly, and how the military works. I mean, it comes in components, and you don't have to be a genius to see that, this is for military action. This isn't for just some kumbaya party. But, this is what, unfortunately, this is what this leadership has done time and again. And I find it to be a disease within the Democratic Party. Very rarely do you find them to be proactive. They're always reactive when it comes to our national security, it would appear. But, but I do want to go back to what you said earlier, and that is about, pronouns, about words and the meanings that come with them and what it's done and what it's doing to our country. Joe Biden's speech of 3 weeks ago is still echoing. And I know when people heard his comments about half the country being semi-fascist, it was like one of those moments of going, uh-oh, what next? And what kind of ramifications? And what I saw occurring here was almost like the Trayvon Martin effect. If you go back to when Trayvon Martin was killed in Florida, what happened? You had really the rise of Black Lives Matter from that moment on, because and you had people dying. I think there was at least a dozen people, according to reports, that were murdered, at different parts of the country. And one of the mantras was, "This is for Trayvon," because the narrative went out there by our then president Barack Obama, who said Trayvon could be his son, and didn't understand the due process. I mean, it's amazing because here's a guy supposedly is an attorney and should know better, but he puts the entire country at risk in promoting a faux narrative. And so now we've got a president of the United States who says half the country is semi-fascist, and then you have this incident in North Dakota. Are you surprised?
No, not at all. I mean, I never, obviously politicians say inflammatory things in their speeches, but, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I mean, we've spent basically this year with Capitol Hill, instead of focusing on China or the origins of the coronavirus or something like that, essentially saying President Trump's political speech directly led to what happened on January 6th. And then they want to say, oh, well, if we're calling people like us, you and me, ultra MAGA, and, you know, dating back since 2016 on the left, they've had this mantra of it's okay to punch a Nazi. And, you know, Nazi stands for just someone that they just disagree with on basic policy preferences. And no, it is not surprising when you start to see violence. When you saw the Black Lives Matter movement in 2020 talking no justice, no peace, political violence has been justified. And it's interesting to me because Vice President Joe Biden in his speech said there's no place for political violence in America. And that, I don't know if Kamala Harris understands that, because she was bailing out rioters, what, in Minnesota?
Right.
I mean, she was directly doing that. And I've been a prosecutor for a very long time. Just a couple weeks ago, I had a conviction for child molestation and put a bad person in jail. What they're doing to our criminal justice system by saying this, by essentially saying political violence is okay, except when it's done by people that they disagree with, this is what it leads to. And it's shocking to see. And I think there is a direct correlation to that speech and what happened to this 18-year-old kid in North Dakota. And, you know, if they want to say names, and I think we should say names too, we should say the name of Kaylor Ellison. He lost his life because of the insanity that is on the left, where they think it is justified, if you're in a political disagreement with someone, to use violence. That does not exist on the right. And this is, whether it's abortion, whether it's the criminal justice, if the left does not get what they want, it leads to violence. And this is a microcosm of that in North Dakota, and it's a tragedy. And this individual is out on $50,000 bond, and he's not charged with murder. And I had a murder conviction this year, and it's shocking for me as a prosecutor to see that. And this, did you see his comments during his bond hearing?
Yeah, I did.
He essentially said, "Hey, I don't have time to be in jail. I've got my own life to lead. I've got my house. I've got my family to see." And no, there was zero remorse. There was nothing.
Exactly.
There was a life that was lost. But you know, it's a pretty consistent theme across the left that life, whether it's 6 weeks into existence on through this 18-year-old kid's life. If it's a political cause, they don't care if that life continues or not.
This is a scary thing, Clayton, to think that this is what we're living with. That half of the country has lost its mind to such a degree that thinks that somehow there's justification. And we saw this during the Summer of Love. We saw all the destruction brought to you by Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and how they were able to literally get away with murder. And the takeaway is that, just like you said, if you are on the left and you rally under their banner, you get away with it. If you're anything other than on the left, a conservative, hey, guess what? They're coming after you. And we're seeing this time and again. This is why we have to draw and hold to that line in the sand right now.
Sponsored by Bank of America. With class back in session, families are looking for ways to make the most of their school year spending. Bank of America Rewards Executive Chris Curtin shares tips for how parents can use rewards programs to get money back on everyday costs.
Now is a great time to take advantage of the benefits your financial institution offers to help make the year ahead as rewarding as possible. Whether receiving cash back on gas and groceries, earning rewards for school expenses, or even planning for home renovations as a first-time empty nester, your bank's rewards program can help make your dollars go farther. For example, the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program provides members with a bonus of 25 to 75% on their credit card rewards. That means when you shop with your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, the usual 3% cash back on your choice of six categories, including online shopping, can actually translate up to 5.25% cash back.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards. Bank of America, member FDIC.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Alabama officials called off the Thursday lethal injection of a man convicted in a 1999 workplace shooting because of time concerns and trouble accessing the inmate's veins. Alabama Corrections Commissioner John Hamm said the state halted the execution of Alan Miller after they determined they could not get the lethal injection underway before a midnight deadline. As Russian leaders in Ukraine conduct referendum elections to annex occupied territory to Russia, now through Tuesday, the United States continued to convince world leaders at the United Nations Russian leadership is bad. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield on MSNBC Thursday.
Over 190 countries sitting in the room, listening attentively to the President of the United States condemning Russia.
We are USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more info on the show, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. Horace Cooper going to be joining us in just a moment, the nationally recognized legal commentator and adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research and co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. You know, I understand that many people, and I don't blame you, confused over what is going on with this special master and you know, the latest play by the FBI to maintain control over these documents that they took from Mar-a-Lago and Donald Trump. Now, the special master is revealing, according to Epoch Times, a new plan after the appeals court ruling. Now, the judge designated as the special master in the former president's records case has proposed that a government official swear that the government properly listed items taken from Trump's home in August. Now, Horace Cooper is with us right now. Horace, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Well, especially right now, to have your insight, Horace, this is so important. Help us understand here because, you know, this is a game of multi-level, you know, chess that's going on between the FBI and, you know, a couple of judges here and Trump's legal team in dealing with these documents that were taken out of his home. Now, the special master, you know, from point one says, look, I want to have a government official fall on his sword and swear that the property of the listed items that were taken from Trump's home are actually that, and that there's not going to be any surprises coming along the way. And I think that in itself is quite telling in terms of this judge lacking, you know, the credibility, you know, lacking the confidence of any kind of credibility from the FBI, who has repeatedly lied, especially when it comes to Donald Trump. What do you read from this?
here is that only the district court judge has acknowledged that there are significant constitutional questions that are unresolved. The FBI, even the special master, and the 11th Circuit are all operating on the idea that the law is crystal clear and obvious. We need an answer as to whether or not the ability of the President of the United States to declassify documents that were considered secret is one that is constrained, i.e., that he must go through some formula in order to accomplish that, or can he simply exercise his power as the executive over all of it and simply declare it so? If that is true, and that question remains unresolved, there are no top secret materials sitting in Mar-a-Lago. The FBI, the special master, and even the 11th Circuit refuse to look into that matter. Now, let's contrast this with Bill Clinton, with Barack Obama, even George W. Bush. In all these former presidents' cases, there were examples where disputes over formally classified information ended up. There was no raid. There were no threats of a criminal investigation. There's a steep contrast, and this may, in fact, explain the special master's sort of lack of conviction that the FBI is making these determinations in a nonpartisan and factual way.
Exactly. Well, and it's from what we're hearing from reports, to your point, Horace, is that in each case, former President Bush, Clinton, and Barack Obama have been treated differently. Now, is this because Trump is regarded as an outsider by the Beltway, and that the the whole culture of the government inner workings is such that they're gonna make this man pay the price and make us pay the price because we decided to elect somebody outside of their realm?
So I've mentioned this to you before, and I think it bears repeating. The right lives in a world, the conservative movement lives in a world where the principle is true regardless of who it impacts. It was true yesterday, it's true today, and it will be true tomorrow. The left lives in a world where you don't have to be responsible for what happens tomorrow. They are prepared to say that the First Amendment, which used to apply in every single context, doesn't apply today, and maybe it will apply tomorrow, maybe it's not, but don't count on it. HIPAA, your right to have your medical information protected. In the past, it meant your employer, it meant the government didn't have the right to access this information. For the left, it no longer does. The right of executive privilege. In the past, every president respected the determinations of the prior administration, and they upheld that executive privilege. This administration is the first to say that they won't uphold the executive privilege of a prior president. If that is holds, if that maintains, I'm not saying it will, but if that maintains the future of presidencies, and presidential powers will be dramatically diminished. This falls on the left. If you decide you think Trump is an outsider, if you decide you think Trump doesn't deserve whatever rights and benefits that come for being a president and a former president, guess what? That is going to end up diminishing and tarnishing future president. Mr. Biden will reap what he sows.
So potentially what we could end up with here is a kind of a circling firing squad, that every time there's a change in management, the opposing management, okay, now you've got the Democrats wreaking all this havoc within our government, and now Republicans take over. Now it's going to be the Republicans' turn to pull out the guillotines and start lopping Democrats' heads. Is this what we're starting to enter into here?
This is exactly where we're starting to go. You have a committee, the so-called January 6th committee, which is not traditionally constituted under the terms that for nearly 100 years that Congress has operated on. Can they lawfully issue a subpoena when they're not lawfully constituted? Okay, so if you allow this, then you're going to let, when Republicans take over, they will have the power to make these kinds of demands, seek these kinds of documents. The reason that traditionally Congress has had a wide purview with the issuance of its subpoenas has been because it is a properly constituted committee with the types of checks that allows. This committee doesn't have that. Again, we don't know yet. I believe this is going to the Supreme Court, and we're going to hear formally whether or not a president has the power to declare, under whatever mechanism he may choose, documents are declassified. That's going to go to the Supreme Court, and that is a issue that is going to set a record and a precedent for future presidents. Mr. Biden needs to be very, very careful as to whether or not his actions diminish the power of the president.
Well, and the other thing in the meantime, Horace, is the impact it has on the corporate psychology of this Democratic Republic.
Well, absolutely. This is a problem that the left, because they don't follow principle, they don't predict that what you say today is going to apply tomorrow, is going to have on us. There is no basis for the Presidential Records Act leading to a criminal prosecution. There's no history of it.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You know, in talking with Horace Cooper, it really comes down to first principles, as you've heard us say time and again. This country has lost its moral compass by and large. And look what's happening by way of the crimes and the madness that's happening. We've got a president of the United States calling half the country semi-fascist. And you got a young man, 18 years old, killed in North Dakota because of his views, is what the murderer said. And Horace, I cannot believe that they let this guy out on bail. And he all but admitted his crime, and they let him out on bail, killing a young man, and he's got a $50,000 bail. And he's out free right now, you know, pending the rest of... go ahead.
Here's my take. The issue here isn't as much that there are people who undertake violent actions against their fellow men, but my take is... Why is the media refusing to cover something that if someone said, a conservative, a advocate of the Second Amendment, a strong constitutionalist had done such a thing, we know this would receive wall-to-wall coverage. In America, everybody is presumed innocent until found guilty. I am going to give that benefit of the doubt. But what I think is important is, why doesn't the media want to give attention to the fact that this kind of violence has allegedly occurred in the wake of a president making statements claiming that upwards of 70 million Americans are the very people that we need to be concerned about, that we need to watch, calling them fascist, calling them dangerous, calling them ultra-MAGA. Where is CNN's coverage of this? Where is MSNBC's coverage of this? Where's the New York Times coverage of this? Because that's what I think they would do if the tables were reversed.
Exactly. Well, and look at what happened in January 6th. President Donald Trump didn't say anything like what Joe Biden said. But yet they want to blame everything on Donald Trump that happened on January the 6th. So, you know, the hypocrisy, the disconnect from any kind of intellectual consideration is out the door. I mean, this is emotionally motivated and it's unhinged, and it leaves us all, you know, less intelligent and more immoral in the process. And that's a scary thought, Horace, because if we are letting go of our moral anchorings, where does it go from here?
Well, I remember after one of the Trump rallies that a person stood up and tried to contravene the ability of everybody else in the whole rally to participate, that Trump said, get him out of here. The New York Times reported that that was an open invitation to engage in violence against this person. Now, the rest of us heard, get him out of here, meaning let this rally go forward. This president, if the New York Times is correct that this comment then was dangerous, our sitting president has made comments that are far more dangerous. America is at a crossing point. We're at a crossroads. And it's the question of, are we going to be a constitutional republic that relies on the rule of law? Are we going to revolutionize, transform, and fundamentally change the country into something that it has never been? We are at a crossroads, and we have an administration that is pushing us in one direction, and our founders gave us the gift of the First Amendment so that there would be a watchdog to help keep the American people informed on their rights, their prerogatives, and the very amazing Constitution that we get to live under. We're at a crossroads. One side wants to take us in a dangerous area. The hope is that the American people will see what's at stake and choose the other path.
We need to go back and remember what we lost when we turned our back on God, Horace. Our Constitution was based on Judeo-Christian principles. And when we followed those principles, it went well for this country. Not perfect, because we're humanoids. We're imperfect people.
Yeah.
You know, and I love what Mother Teresa had to say, and I think this should echo through the current time. She said the greatest destroyer of love and peace is abortion, which is war against the child. The mother doesn't learn to love, but kills to solve her own problems. Any country that accepts abortion is not teaching its people to love, but to use any violence to get what they want. This is exactly what you said. This is the condition of the left, sadly, ladies and gentlemen, that they are lost. And they're doing this them to themselves, they're doing it to their heritage, and they're doing it to the rest of them. And it really commands us as people on the right. Yes, we're much more compassionate, there's no doubt about it, but we must come alongside and help them get out of this darkness. It's not healthy for them, and it's not healthy for the rest of us. What do you say?
Well, absolutely it's not. Absolutely it's not. Our families' lives are in the balance. You can't just assume, I'll work at my job, my child will sit in a classroom, and my values are going to be the only values that I care about. When the person sitting at the desk next to you spends hours and hours and hours watching obscenity when they go home, you can't just interact and everything will be great. One day that person's getting a promotion. How will that person treat women who have been debased in videos that that person has watched? Similarly, you tell your child, we're going to pray, we're going to honor God, and then he goes into a classroom in which a teacher says everybody gets to pick their gender, and that recommends that anyone who has had any struggle or any doubts, that they go to body-altering-for-life transformations that will ruin their lives. You can't just sit in your lane and think it'll all be okay. We have to restore the balance, and we have to stand up for what's right.
Exactly. Well, to your point here, I don't know if you read about the Vanderbilt University Medical Center and what they're doing.
Yeah.
This is in Tennessee, right? Their gender-affirming care. It's all about the money. Of course, the left says it's all about health care, mental health, preventing suicides. And what this investigation discovered, that this insanity, bottom line, is harming our kids. And it's all about the money. in an online video, one of the hospital's leading transgender specialists bragged about how much Obamacare is paying. That would be your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen, for chemical castrations of little boys and body mutilations of young girls. Just an idea here. The female-to-male bottom surgeries that are huge money makers, she said, make up to $100,000. Chest reconstructions make up to $40,000. This is how insane this is becoming, Horace.
In the Old Testament, there were evil gods. They clearly were not, but they were worshipped as gods, and they required child sacrifice. The irony to me is that these clearly came, the ideas clearly were satanic. There is an evil that wants to target the most innocent. Abortion happening on the broad scale isn't an accident. The very hater of the creator of life loves the idea of destroying innocent life, young life. We see it with abortion, and we're now seeing it with these mutilations that are being put forward, not in the dark of night, not hidden away, but openly, as if they can normalize this behavior. We must stop our young people from being placed on the mutilation table for this kind of behavior. It was a 40-year fight to eliminate abortion as a constitutional right and the evil associated with the slaughter of those innocents. We must not let our nation go 40 years with this new evil.
Amen. Horace, that's perfectly said, and it's painful to hear because we realized that right now where we stand, 63 million babies have been aborted that we know of. I mean, these are fairly, I guess, established estimates because I guess all hiding behind the HIPAA laws and the way the abortionists have been able to work, a lot of this stuff has been hidden from us. There are statisticians that suggest that there's probably another 40% of abortions that have happened as a result of, mail-in abortion, so to speak. You know, getting this abortifacient pill via mail, and which is scary to think about what these young women find themselves in the middle of, thinking, okay, I'm told this is like taking a Tylenol, and then they find out shortly thereafter that it's much more serious, and many of them are running, to urgent care centers to remedy and help with this problem that, is all brought to you by these supposed well-meaning leftists that are just, they're destroying our people and destroying our community, Horace. And if people who really care are not willing to fall on their sword like our early patriots did when the American Revolution took place, and they put it all on the line, their lives, their treasure, everything about them for the sake of this democracy, then, what is our role? What are we worth in this? We've got about 10 seconds left, Horace. I'll let you wrap it up.
God's calling for a new community of Joshuas. In every family,
first,
every
we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final